Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call. Day 150, I will instruct you. I want you to hear this slowly. Let it settle. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Psalm 32:8. What stops me every time I read this verse is not just what God promises to do, it's who is doing it. He says, I myself. He doesn't delegate. He doesn't leave a manual at the door and walk away. The God of the universe looks at you and says, I will walk with you. I will open the path before you, and my eye, will be upon you. That is not guidance from a distance. That is presence. Think about the difference between being handed a map and having a guide. The map can't speak when you're lost at the wrong corner. The map doesn't know your name. But a guide, the guide is there. He reads your face. He knows your story. He matches your pace. God didn't give us only written instructions. He promised personal instruction, close range, ongoing. And where does that instruction usually come? Through the pages you open every day. God's direction most often arrives in the quiet of a Bible opened in the morning. It comes gently, but it comes. A sentence that stays with you. A word that lands like it was written for this exact moment of your life. That is not coincidence. That is the guide teaching you the way. And look at what the verse is. With my eye upon you. That image in the original language is of someone who knows you so well, they can read your face without you saying a word. Intimacy comes before direction. Before he shows you the next step, he is already watching over you. He already knows you. He is already caring for you. And that next step, God rarely shows the whole road. Almost never. He lights the step right in front of you, and nothing more. For those who trust him, that is enough. Because the question was never whether we know everything. It was whether we trust the one who does. There is a warning folded into the very next verse of that same psalm. Don't be like the horse that only moves when you force it with a bit. Don't be like the mule that digs in until it hurts. God does not want to break us. He wants to guide us. And that only works with a willing heart. A heart that says yes before it understands everything. That willingness is not weakness. It is the deepest form of wisdom. So today, before breakfast, before the day swallows you whole, take a piece of paper and write down the biggest decision you are carrying this week. The one that keeps you up at night. The one your mind keeps circling back to. Write it down. Then hold that paper in your hands and pray, simply and honestly, Lord, teach me the way. That's it. With sincerity, with an open heart, and wait, because he promised. He said, I will instruct you, and God does not make promises he does not keep. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.